This is Mucho African Radio PEI. My name is Chavez, Mambo show host. Today on Mucho African Radio, we have a very special guest, Miss Tamara Steele. Tamara is the executive director of the Black Cultural Society, a artist herself, a dog mom, and a wicked bass player. Welcome everybody, Tamara Steele.
My name is Tamara Steele. I am currently the executive director of the Black Cultural Society of PEI. I've been in this role for just over 2 years, and prior to that, I was the president of the board for about a year and a half. And before that, I actually worked at the Confederation Center Art Gallery for just over 13 years. And I loved working there with the arts. Arts has always been a huge part of my life. You know, I've been a musician since I can ever remember, I suppose. singing, playing piano, playing trombone, and now I'm playing the bass guitar and still singing a little. So my career as an artist has evolved in many different ways over the years and led me to career in the arts and now to I get to explore some of that through what I do with Black Cultural Society as well, and supporting other artists as well. I grew up in Nova Scotia. I grew up between the communities of East Preston, Upper Hammonds Plains, and Coal Harbour, all in and around Dartmouth, Halifax area. I miss those communities for sure. I miss being immersed in those communities. But, you know, I still hold those community values with me and I carry that into the work that I do as well. I do calligraphy. I have three dogs. Yeah, pretty happy here in PEI. The Black Cultural Society engages with the community in many different ways. The Black community here in PEI, is their most recent census puts us at just under 2,000 for the Black population, somewhere around 1,800. That number is made up of a number of different groups. So, you know, there's representation from many different areas of the diaspora. And, you know, we come together on this little tiny island. And what Black Cultural Society does is we try to build community through the programming that we do and engaging community in ways that allows us to come together as Black folks in PEI, but also that allows us to recognize and share and celebrate our different cultures from all the places that we come from, whether it's a Caribbean island or an African country or the UK, the States, Canada, wherever. We try to make sure that we embrace all of those different cultures and all of those different ways that we grew up in those different places, but still recognizing that we need to be connected here. We need to embrace one another here to, you know, prevent things like isolation, but also just to build that community, build that sense of community that I think a lot of us left when we came here, that sense of community, that sense of having your village around you, your people around you, your community around you, your family, even if it wasn't your blood relatives, you know, the people in the communities, you know, the people where we live and where we grow up are often still considered family in some ways. So we're trying to build that sense of community and that sense of family here. The office is made up of myself and I have three staff that work inside their office directly. We have an education and policy coordinator. We have a peer support coordinator and, of course, an executive assistant who takes on a lot as well. And then we have an events and programming coordinator who works on a more of a contract basis, but does a lot of work for us in terms of planning a lot of the events that we do. So we have an amazing, completely brilliant staff and they all work really hard. And it's just like, run the office. We couldn't run the organization without them. We also have a board that's made up of 4 members right now, and we have our AGM in June, so we will be looking for new board members. We'll be recruiting for new board members then. The board does the governance side of what the organization does, whereas we in the office do the operation side. We run the programming. We implement the strategic plan. So the programming that we run it varies from year to year, but there's definitely some things that we do consistently. So our biggest, probably the thing we're most well known for right now, is our Black History Month programming that we do every year in February. That is where we see the most traction. It's where we see the most engagement, for sure. So we run programming throughout the whole month, programming that connects community together, that brings Black folks together, that educates the wider community, that shares culture and history and learnings with the wider community as well as with each other. So, you know, whether that's community gatherings, whether that's panel discussions, we do a gala every year that is really well attended, which is a good way for us to get some information about what we do as an organization. We run some supports for Black-owned businesses, so we run a Black business directory. So anytime we get word of a new Black-owned business, we try to engage with them and get them involved in the directory. And a lot of people do access that when they're looking for services, if they want to make sure that they're hiring hiring in a diverse way for the services they're looking for. They'll often seek out businesses in our directory. But also, if they're just looking for talent or anything, we have a creatives directory as well, which has anywhere from graphic designers to dancers to kind of any type of artist, musicians, that sort of thing is on our creatives directory. We just entered into a partnership with the Black Business Initiative, so that will offer some more direct supports to the business community. We support artists through different ways, whether it's just hiring them for events or whether it's through acquiring their artworks or anything like that, you know, any information we can share, navigation work. We do some community support work. We do peer support work. We're developing a really great peer support program. We're partnered with the Women's Network of PEI and a few other organizations to present a program called Pathways to Thrive, which is peer support more specifically for survivors of gender-based violence. We do some really great work in the education front, so working with youth, working with schools and working with other organizations to present, whether it's anti-racism education or whether it's Black history education. We run a summer camp called Camp Shukrani, which is for BIPOC youth. Oh my gosh, we do so much. On top of all that, we also engage with government in a number of different ways to help, to help break down barriers for BIPOC folks and Black folks through legislation as well. So there's a lot of areas that we work in. We have our hands on a lot of different pots for sure. It's at Canada Games. So we were able to, showcase the different talents and the different services and products that our community offers through that. We also were engaged in helping to find volunteers, but also helping to find some of the artists that participated in Canada Games. And we did that directly with Canada Games, months and the year and the months before Canada Games happened. We had a booth where we were able to share some cultural information there, some cultural learnings and teachings. We connected the programming we did to our Black History Month programming. So it was really good for that, some fun activities for kids. And we were able to engage some vendors to have different vendors and artists selling their works and their artworks or their products. Having a radio station, whether it's, it stems from things like, every time I turn on the radio, it's never songs I want to hear, but it's also just, how do we showcase, what's another way that we can showcase all the talents and creativity that we have in our community here, in our Black community here in PEI. PEI is a very small place, but what a lot of people don't realize is just how vast the creativity is here in the community at large, but also specifically in the Black community. And I think having a radio station is just having our own radio station that we can control and feel like we can showcase all the things that we want and all the things that mean something to us, whether, you know, no matter where you're from, giving that outlet to people is so important. And I think it'll be really popular. I think people will really want to engage with that. Yes, I agree. And I will just say one last thing is that we are very much looking forward to having Mucho Radio in PEI. And if there's anyone in PEI who's in the community who wants to help out with the radio, who wants to work on the radio programming in any way, get in touch. Get in touch with us. You can find us on Instagram, Black Cultural Society PEI, our website, bcspei.ca. We're happy to hear from you, and we're happy to have you help out with the radio station or anything else.
Well, this has been an amazing show, Tamara. I just want to thank you for your time today. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. I hope to see you next time on Mucho African Radio PEI.